Hello and welcome to another program from Focus SME Magazine, the business magazine for small business and innovation. Today we're talking to Jerry Lynch from MyIslandInfo.com, which has been franchised from MyDestinationInfo.com. Jerry himself has had considerable experience in the franchise sector, so I asked how he got to the point where he could launch his new franchise venture.
I have been in franchising since 1988 when I first moved to London. I was a financial controller for a company called Snappy Snaps Franchises Limited, which were a one-hour photo processing company. And I bought from them two franchises that I sold after 11 years as going concerns. So when I came back to Ireland in 2001, I was always interested in franchising, and I was always looking at what was going on and looking at franchise magazines and franchising on the internet. So I saw this company, My Destination Info, in around 2007. But at the time I was involved in something else. And when I was no longer involved with that business, I got back in contact with the guys that ran the My Destination franchise, and I bought from them the franchise for Ireland.
What perked your interest about it? Because obviously you must have seen something that was slightly different about what they were doing to, say, you know, another tourism website would say, for example, Discover Ireland, something like that. So there must have been something about it that you kind of went, well, that could really work.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily just that it was so much different from other tourist sites. I have a history in retail business, right, and it was so much different from retail. So when you're not open, you're not paying rent, you're not paying rates. If you don't have a great day's turnover, you don't pay staff, you're not paying high insurance, public liability. So it was a much different business model with much lower overheads. So my main overheads at the moment would be internet marketing, telephone and motor and travel. Yeah. Whereas with a retail business, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
The difference in the tourism side then is, traditionally, if you go to a destination looking for something, you'd look at one site for hotels, another site for golf, another site for nightlife, and you could look at five or six different hotels, and their idea was one-stop shop. People would go to their site, and you would get all the information you need to know about how to travel around, and you'd get all the information you need to know about where to stay, where to play golf, what sites you want to see, etc. So I thought that's something that would work.
Well, I mean, it's a competitive market, though, especially at this time. People are fighting to get customers, especially over the internet and stuff like that. How did you kind of approach the marketing side of internet marketing? Because I think internet marketing is still something of an enigma to people, that some people don't understand what it takes or the effort that's involved in internet marketing.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a grey area. A lot of people will tell you a lot of different things. So that's one thing that I wouldn't have an expertise in. So that's why I rely on the franchisor. That's their expertise. So I could see when they opened one destination in Marbella in 2006, in the 2 years since I had spoken to them, they had gone to 65 destinations. And since I signed with them, they've gone to 85 destinations. So I could see success. And I knew that they must be doing something right. Okay, and I spoke then to 40 or 50% of the existing franchisees and asked them what their experience was with the franchisor and what their experience was with the business, as opposed to their expectation for the business when they went into it. And the feedback was good.
There's two kind of sides to, it's obviously franchise, and there's the people who own the franchise, and there's you who manage the individual part. Yeah. In your case, it's MyIslandInfo.com. What are the responsibilities that they have compared to the responsibilities that you have? Is it like a 50-50 split, or do they take some of the you know, for instance, the internet marketing, they would do kind of that, and then what's your role then after that?
Yeah, a franchise is never a 50-50 split. The franchisor has the lion's share of control over the business and branding and the IP of the business and everything else. Okay, on the revenue side of it, they charge a 10% commission on turnover. Okay, they also charge a management fee. My return for that money then is the search engine optimization, brand development, product development, brand awareness, marketing. Mm. Okay, so I have to weigh up that. Am I willing to give them X amount of money for the return they're offering?
Mm. All right, so it's they effectively have a stake in your domain name, basically, is what it is, and then you would do the rest after that. You would kind of make sure that it becomes successful in marketing and so on.
Yeah, on a practical term, they give me the site, which is a skeleton. I have to populate that site with information that I think is local and interesting to people when they come on my site. Are they going to find this interesting? Are they going to stay on the site? Are they going to bounce off of the site to somebody else's site? So they give me the skeleton, and I'm the local person on the ground, and I have to fill out that skeleton for them. Okay.
What would you say has been your most difficult kind of problem so far? You know, there's always, when you're starting up any kind of business or any franchise or whatever, there's always something that kind of either gets under your skin or that you have a problem with. What difficulties did you have in this?
Because of my background in franchising, I was well aware, you know, that there are issues that arise between franchisors and franchisees, and there are things that you may think of the beginning are there and they may not be there. But I have to say that these guys are good, right? They're very, very good support. They're very similar to people I worked with previously in franchising. I don't have any, or haven't had any surprises that I suddenly said, oh, I didn't sign up for this, or I didn't agree to this. The only thing that I found that caught me by surprise is the time in populating the site. Getting details for restaurants, hotels, bars, nightclubs, and getting good information. Mm. And that's time consuming, because you can't duplicate. See, people may think you can go to Google and cut and paste. Mm. But if you go to Google and cut and paste and put the information from another person's site into your site,
you're not being different.
And Google recognize that. Mm. So your ratings suffer.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right, 'cause they give ratings for something that's unique and original. Mm. Right. If you're cutting and pasting from other sites, they recognize that, so you won't get the recognition for that information.
Right. Okay.
So it took time to get the site to a level where you could present it to people. Mm.
Right. You talked about information there. What, where do you get your information from? Do you go directly to the bar, restaurant, hotel, or do you look at, we'll say, people who want to review it or talk about it, or where do you get the information from?
Yeah, well, one of the unique selling points for my Ireland info or my destination info is the information is supplied by a local person on the ground. So if you look up my barcelonainfo.com, it will be a guy in Barcelona who knows Barcelona who's supplying the information. Hmm. So I'm that guy here. So I know the local bars in Clare, I know the good places to see, sites to see in Galway, Mayo, Limerick, and parts of the country I'm not familiar with. I have somebody implied in that area who is familiar with it. And also, you become very aware of your industry. So if I'm in a hotel lobby, I'm picking up leaflets. If I'm on the internet, I'm looking at other sites, picking up tourist magazines, in-flight magazines, all that type of thing. You just become more aware of your industry, things that you may never have looked at before. You suddenly see, oh, there's a guy that does fishing trips, and here's a guy that does tours around the West Coast. So you pick up those leaflets and you just work from the area.
So information is key to everything in this.
And is it interesting? Do you think people will do it, you know? Mm. Like, for instance, angling is huge in Ireland, but not to everybody's eye, you know. It doesn't necessarily meet the eye that's such a big industry, but it is a big industry.
Mm. I suppose it helps as well when you find information like that, for instance, angling, you know, something that's quite big but very below the radar, something that other people wouldn't notice, that might give you an edge over another website that really doesn't do anything like that. So that must be a great added advantage to have that kind of on the ground kind of presence.
Absolutely, it's one of the secrets of it, that you know that this is in your area, you know that it's well run, and you can then recommend it on your site. Mm. And there are many, many businesses that you may not want to recommend on your site. It's good quality information. Mm. What do you think a guy who's into fishing would like to do when he's in Clare? Where would he like to go? Do you think he'd like to see the West Coast? Do you think he'd like to fish at sea? Do you think he'd like to fish inland?
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same if a guy is going golfing. Would he like to play Le Hinch?
What would you say, because the, I mean, obviously the tourism is a big part of Ireland and Irish economy. Mm. What would you see as your competition if you were to kind of go out there, maybe on the internet or a website, what would you kind of look at as these are the guys that we are trying to compete against, these are the guys that we want to be better or bigger than?
There are no real ones that stand out, but bar one or two in Ireland. There's the obvious Discover Ireland, which stands out and has a whole lot of information. Complete different style to the site and a complete different feel to the site and the way the information is presented. So Discover Ireland would definitely be in the same area as me, but I wouldn't see them necessarily as a competitor. I mean, they're a great resource for information.
Do you see what you're doing then as something that's very different to what they're doing?
I wouldn't say very different, but certainly
but it's
different.
Worked differently.
It's worked differently. The feel of it is different than what we put into our site as regards what you see when you open up the page, how you navigate the site. We would be looking for a difference there.
Obviously you said your background is in franchising as well. If you were to kind of talk to somebody about franchising, you know, you're going through the experience yourself, you've been in the franchising world for a long time, what would you recommend to them is one of the first steps that you should do, one of the first things that you should do before you agree to be part of a franchise?
Speak to as many existing franchisees as you can. Ask them about their expectations going into the business. Ask them how the franchisor dealt with any issues. Everybody will, if they're in the franchise for any length of time, they'll have an issue. It might be small, it might be big. How did the franchisor deal with that issue? Is he aware of other franchisees that had an issue that wasn't resolved? Because they're the real things. Because what happens within a group like that is you have a group of high achievers and a group of low achievers. And you have a big middle ground, and you need to see how the low achievers are being treated, right? What's been done to get them up, right? What's been, or are they just being left to fester in their own inability, or is there something being done either to move them out of the franchise or to help them to progress more within the franchise? So speak to franchisees is the biggest thing outside of finance and everything else. Speak to people that are in the business.
What would you say, I ask this question to everybody that I interview all the time. I mean, if you kind of looked in your, let's say, a metaphorical crystal ball, to see kind of where you are in 2, 3, 5 years, where would you like to be and where do you think you will be?
Directly in relation to myirelandinfo.com?
Yeah.
I would see it as a business with 12 employees, and the leading website for tourist information in Ireland. That's where I would see it. Where hotels and restaurants and bars and nightclubs and golf clubs would want to see their names, and where visitors to Ireland would want to go to get good information about what to do in Ireland.
How's the actual website doing at the moment? I know you've only just started it in... When did you start it?
The 7th of January.
7th of January, so it's very young at this moment in time. So what's the kind of feedback that you're getting from myirelandinfo.com?
From business people that want to promote their business on the site, very, very positive. People in the tourist industry, I think they're very positive about the year ahead of them. Tour operators and golf people talk about their bookings being up, and hotels talk about their bookings being up. And they're saying from the start of the season, which is about mid-March, they're all looking forward that it's, so they're very positive, and they're willing to spend a few quid to market. And I think people see that now in a recession, that if you need to be more competitive with your marketing, because there's lots of people out there looking for the same customer. From a point of view of the success of the site with, as regards visitors to the site, we had 5,600 visitors in our first 3.5 weeks, according to Google Analytics. So that's
good.
Very good.
Very good.
We've started up our Facebook page off it, and we've over 100 friends after a fortnight. And you know, people like the site, and we use Twitter and we use LinkedIn. So that's very good. The traffic to the site is very encouraging.
obviously you're involved in would be involved in the tourist world and the tourist industry because of the website itself. It's gotten a bit of a battering over the past year or two. What do you feel? Is there more that can be done to help the tourist industry, or do you feel that more needs to be done within the tourist industry to help itself?
It's a difficult question for me to answer because I'm a novice at this. Mm. So I'm beginning to meet people in the tourist industry and listen to what they're saying. Mm. There is very positive things being said about what Shannon Development are doing and what Bord Fáilte are doing, and that they're spending money and promoting the business abroad, and people are happy about that. It's a really difficult question for me to answer because I'm not long enough in it. If I started saying after 3 weeks they should do this or they should do this, I don't think it would be right.
You seem quite buoyant about first of all where you are right now and where you're going. It's obvious that you feel that this has a really, really bright future.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent business. The feedback always gives you encouragement. So when you go and you meet people and you show them your product and you say what you think of this, right, and they give you a positive response, but you feel good about it. When you go and you meet a business person and you're looking for business and they give you business, you feel good. You feel, okay, I've made a good decision. People want this. Yeah. So I'm very, very positive about it. I think it looks excellent, right, and I get a great response from people.
Yeah. Gerry Lynch there from myirelandinfo.com. We checked out his website and we think it's wonderful and it's region specific too, so go check that out. That's myirelandinfo.com. Now that's it for today. Don't forget that coming up tomorrow we'll be talking to Briga Hines from the Kemi Business School at the University of Limerick, where she lectures in entrepreneurship. So join us for that tomorrow. Until then, have a good day.